Hey, hey, it's our final tip in our quick tip series, and it's a controversial one. Yep, let's end on a debatable topic, shall we? It's about how to get higher quality leads on your email list, because let's face it, we don't just want a bunch of people to email. We want the right people to email. We want the right people in our audience. So today we're looking at double opt-ins. That's right. Some people swear by this and some people simply hate it. It is a strategy and it will separate the truly interested from the accidental signup. So let's talk about the pros and cons of double opt-ins.
Welcome to Copy That Converts, the podcast that gives you copywriting and email marketing tips to help your business connect with ideal clients who will actually buy. Consider me your bossy big sister for your business. I'll tell you exactly what to do to create high converting copy so you can close your laptop with confidence knowing that you've created words that work. I'm Megan Wisdom, a certified copywriter and bona fide big sis who's helped 5, 6, and 7-figure business owners make thousands of dollars through email marketing. And I want to help you do that too. Get ready for some no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is advice with a sprinkle of fun as we learn how to create copy that converts into sales.
Quick tips are great, but you know what's even better? Not having to deal with your email marketing at all. Summer is just around the corner, and if you are ready to go live your best poolside life or hang out with your kids instead of dealing with all the business to-dos, then I would love to take email marketing off your plate altogether. And we are finally opening up some new spots here at Megan Wisdom Copywriting. So if you are interested in done-for-you full-service email marketing, then click on the link in the show notes and see if it's for you.
Can a double opt-in actually elevate the quality of your email list? Well, let's investigate. So first of all, let's clear the air. What in the world is a double opt-in? What's a single opt-in? So a single opt-in is where users simply enter their email list and they're automatically subscribed to your list. They don't have to do anything else. While it's super fast, it can actually attract people who are irrelevant or even bots. And bots can add fake emails to your list, which is going to cost you more money eventually, unless you're on Flowdesk like me, because Flowdesk has one price for no matter how your list grows, which is fabulous. So if you're looking for an email service provider, I want to encourage you to click the link in the profile because I really am enjoying Flowdesk myself and I would totally recommend it for someone else. Anywho, back to opt-ins. So a double opt-in is where users enter their email and then receive a confirmation email with a link that they have to click in order to verify their subscription. Basically, prove that you really, really want to be there. So this step really shows us that there is a genuine interest there. And there are benefits of a double opt-in. You generally have higher engagement because when you force people to take that extra step, they're going to confirm their subscription. Then we know that they're more likely to stay around and open and engage with your emails because they have proven that they really, really want to be there. It also reduces spam complaints because, again, it takes out that option where you might get fake or inactive email addresses. And inactive really probably is more of a problem than the fake emails, because what I see all the time is someone signs up, they use a junk email, they sign up to get the freebie, and then they never open a single email, which is so frustrating because not only is it added people to your email list that you have to pay for, but it's also going to negatively impact your open rates and your sender reputation, which is super important in today's world. So we want to avoid that if all possible. The cons about double opt-in. A lot of people say, well, that leads to lower signup rates because people don't like to have, we're kind of lazy. We don't like to have one extra step, even if that step is as simple as opening an email and clicking a link. We want to make the user experience as streamlined as possible and easy as possible because we're all just fatigued by doing stuff and clicking things. So I get that, but is it really going to impact that many people? Because if you really want something, you're going to click the email. You're going to open the email. If that person isn't 100% committed to your content, maybe they just don't need to be on your email list. And some people will say, well, that's just one more email I have to write. Oh my gosh. Ah. Okay. I get that too. But a confirmation email doesn't have to have anything except a simple click here to confirm that you want to be on our email list. It's not like writing a sales email, y'all. It's pretty simple. So that's a pretty lame excuse if you ask me. So here's what I want you to do for your homework. I want you to evaluate what you're currently doing. What current opt-in methods do you have in place? Are you using single or double opt-in? Do you even know? Go take a look at all of your opt-ins, all of your landing pages, and see what's going on there and consider the trade-offs based on your goals. So this is your homework for sure. I would recommend finding one opt-in and changing it to a double opt-in. And then I want you to go back and compare over time how that's been doing. I would pick an opt-in that actually has a pretty good amount of traffic currently and play with that one to see how is it actually going to impact. If you don't see any kind of impact, then you should probably switch all of your opt-ins into double opt-ins because that is going to really help protect the integrity of your list and get you the right people, the people who really care about what you have to offer. The double opt-in might seem like an extra hurdle, but it really is a worthwhile investment in building that high-quality list that you want with more engaged subscribers who are more likely to open, read, purchase, all the things. So that will give you the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to email marketing efforts. Who wants to waste their time? Not me, not you. Ain't nobody got time for that, right? So I hope this quick tip series has been helpful for you. I hope that you've tried something. If you haven't, go back and listen to all 6 little quick tips, starting with episode 46. Just like this one, it's all bite-sized information and actionable tips that you can go out and try to get your emails operating just 1% better, just 1%. And over time, that's going to lead to big compounded results for your business. Hey, real quick before you go, if you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, I'd be so grateful if you shared it with a business bestie. Or better yet, leave a review on iTunes, because by doing so, you'll help this podcast reach more business owners who can learn how to use copywriting to grow their businesses. And that's what we're all about here. So thanks.